From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Federal Appeals Court has refused to reinstate President Trump's ban on travelers from seven predominantly Muslim nations. Three-judge panel unanimously declined to block a court order on a lower court that suspended the ban and allowed previously barred travelers to enter the United States. Bob Ferguson is the Washington State Attorney General who brought the original action to stop the travel ban to a lower court in his state.
The president does have a choice. He can continue to fight this, or he can tear up this executive order and start over. I would strongly encourage him to consider the latter course of action.
President Trump reacted to the appeals court ruling by tweeting, "See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake." Critics said the Trump travel ban discriminates against Muslims, and they question its value as a security measure. Turkey says a Russian airstrike has accidentally killed three Turkish soldiers in northern Syria. Military statement said the Russian military was carrying out an operation targeting the Islamic State at the time of the incident. Russian President Vladimir Putin offered his condolences, both sides agreeing to step up their military coordination in Syria. While the South Sudan government prepares for a national dialogue early next month, one high-ranking United Nations official said the talks could be undermined by the ongoing violence in the country. Adama Dean, the UN Special Advisor to the Secretary General on the Prevention of Genocide, told VOA South Sudan in Focus that the Salva Kiir administration should focus on creating meaningful dialogue that includes the opposition as well as a path to justice. This is VOA News.